Joanne, you work with several orchestras. You can fly from Buffalo to Pittsburgh to Belfast. How does the Ulster Orchestra stand out?
Well, they're quite an amazing orchestra in terms of the speed in which they learn music, and they absorb it, and their rhythmic sense is impeccable. Their sense of understanding music, their intelligence is really amazing to me. And they say, and they are absolutely right, that very few orchestras in the world could play music as quickly, so well as they do. And in this hall, they have a very special quality, very special sound that they get, of depth, of richness. That's really lovely to be in the middle of.
You like conducting them in the Ulster Hall?
Oh, very much, very much. This is a jewel of a hall. So, and they are a very special orchestra.
What makes a good concert, or what makes a good audience? You know, what gives you that buzz at the end?
You know, when we feel the audience is involved somehow, that they're leaning forward, that they're really listening, that they're following along, they're not reading their program notes, but they're watching what's going on, they're watching the musicians, they can see our passion. We hope that they can understand how much the music means to us. That's what makes the difference.
You give a talk before the concert?
Yes.
We're telling people. Is it important to start to explain the music to people to give them a bit of an understanding?
Well, many people know a great deal about music, but sometimes people come in and don't. And in any case, I think many people like to know the conductor's perception of it. What does it mean to the conductor? Why am I doing something some way? How special is Brahms or Tchaikovsky to me? So that makes it personal, and I think it just maybe opens a window of a new idea for them.
Do you think our orchestra's finding new ways of actually reaching out to new audiences to kind of replenish the supply of people who are...
They definitely are. We are all over the world, whether it's different concert formats, different concert lengths, pre-concert talks, talking from the stage, different mix of pieces. All of that is important, but the one thing that doesn't change is the excellence of the product that we deliver.
It's been a week of me discovering about female conductors, and with last night of the proms and now yourself, there's a growing cadre of you kind of taking over.
There are. I mean, there are a lot of us that have been studying and working, and more young, very young women coming up and learning, and I think we'll see more and more women on the podium. But classical music is slow to change. It's a very traditional world we work in. But change is happening, and I think it's... I feel very lucky to be part of that change. So
after tonight, where next? Where's...
Well, we go back. I go back to Buffalo and the concert with Yo-Yo Ma to open our season in Buffalo. Different music, Stravinsky and Golioff. So a very different program.
And a very busy season.
Busy season.
Thank you very much, and all the best.
Thank you.